Hello?
Oh, hi, Lester. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No. What had happened is I was trying to, I was looking for other work because I know that the other card you said that was going to come, it never came. That post card you said for me to be able to look at.
So they sent another one on September 5th. Did you get the second one yet? Let me look at my calendar here.
We've been checking the mail ever since we talked. And because you said it was going to come in the mail, right?
Yep, it comes in the mail. It's in a postcard size envelope from Google, and it actually says Google all over it. So some people sometimes think it's junk mail, but it's actually very important.
We still haven't got it.
Okay, so it's not enough time to send a new one because Google says 5 to 10 business days. And this last one was sent on the 5th, which is only, 5 business days ago?
Right, 5 days ago, yeah.
I would think that it's going to be there maybe by this week Friday. So probably even sooner, but no later than this week Friday. If it's not there by Friday, then I'll initiate the process to see if we should send a third one or if Google will allow a phone verification. Because if that option's available on Friday, they would just text you a number and you could read it back to me. But it's too soon to have that option available. If I, you know, log into your Google Business, it's just going to say, the postcard is on his way, you know?
Oh, yeah. Haven't had his 10 days.
Right. Does anybody else check the mail? Because you said we've been checking the mail every day.
My son and I, yes.
Okay.
He knows we're waiting for it.
And
we haven't got a thing. I did talk to one of your associates last week because I mentioned it to him that I hadn't got. It was a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't let me know what you said, that there would be a second process or that there had been a second process. He hadn't let me know that.
Oh, okay. So he probably just talked to you and saw in the system that the first one was sent a while back, so he sent the second one, but he didn't tell you he was sending a second one. So, yeah, I apologize. At least he notated it on the account, because that's how I could see it was sent on the 5th. And is the El Mercado Drive, that's number 79, right? 10480 El Mercado Drive, number 79?
Apartment 79, Rancho Cordova. 95670. I know there's two other Rancho Cordovas in the country, but that's it for
we got it. Okay. I just verified that's all perfect. You have to consider also that on the 5th, which is when that person had initiated the card to go out, was Labor Day. So there's a chance that even though Google sent it that day, it probably didn't go out till Tuesday, which is the 6th. You know what I mean?
Which makes sense. No mail activity.
Right, because the post office was closed. So, yeah, so give it till Friday. You and I can put our heads together then and just see if it got there. Hopefully we talk before then. And then I want to let you know that because it's not going through, there's a little orange banner up on the site that will say, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. So that's just a prompt to have you call us. So if you like, we can get the payment up to speed, and then I can give you an extra 2 weeks on the back end just because you had to wait a little bit of extra time to get that postcard. So rather than you being billed again on October 8th, your next billing would be pushed out all the way till October 22nd. And that way you'll have plenty of extra time to get that, you know, new code to us and whatnot.
Okay, why don't we do that on Friday then? Why don't we do that payment on Friday when you and I are going to talk again, right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk again, and then I'm just going to put in here that once paid, I'm going to apply the 2 weeks. That way I don't forget on the back end. Okay. All
right,
so.
Okay, and right, because I had talked to another young lady, because I did see something that had, I think when I pulled it up on the text message, I saw some of what the ad looked. And I noticed it didn't say the pressure washing, the power washing, because I had talked with the young lady, and she said she would add that.
Okay.
And they changed. And so when I saw what I saw on, I think, a text message or something, it didn't have any of that. And I was like, she had just told me that, you know, because I called back after you and I talked to get that adjusted, and that was never there, which was an important thing. So I know when on Friday we're going to say what we want and what we don't want, right?
Yeah. However, I want to let you know that when somebody's in your area and they search for plumbing, for example, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for, you know, the best match for what's being searched. So we put your keywords heavy in that category so that you'll start ranking under plumber, right? If you say, oh, I also do pressure washing and power washing, and we add that, it might actually hurt your rankings for the plumbing, because now when somebody types in plumbing and the web crawlers come across your company, they'll pick up on all of the plumber keywords that we have in you, but then also the pressure washing and the power washing, and then Google gets confused and says, we don't know if we want to recommend this for a plumber because he may not be a plumber. So that's why sometimes it's better to keep all of your keywords heavy in the actual category that you specialize in, and then maybe we could add pressure washing and power washing to your website, for example, just so that if somebody looks you up, they'll still see that you offer those services, but it's not, you know, sometimes actively promoting other services might hurt your rankings. That's all I'm saying. But we can have that added, you know, on Friday once we talk if you still want to do it.
Okay, that sounds good. So let's do a call Friday evening.
Okay.
Because that gives the time for mail to come. And you and I are at the same time in California, right?
Yeah, so we close at 4, so I'll put you down for my last call of the day. So right before 4, I'll call you. Hopefully the mail will be there by then. If not, we'll just follow up again on Monday following, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. I sure appreciate it.
No problem. Nice talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.